Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says both close family contacts of an Australian Open quarantine worker with COVID-19 have tested negative. 19 of the man's close contacts have been directed to isolate, while 600 people who worked with him at the Grand Hyatt are also told to isolate and get tested. Mr. Andrews says authorities are working to establish how the worker contracted coronavirus when CCTV footage shows he followed all infection control guidelines.
There's no obvious breach. There's no problem where you can say, right, that's probably where it happened. So we will have to wait until we get more of that contact tracing done, more of the test results, and then we'll be able to narrow the field down, if you like.
The number of homes destroyed in a major bushfire in the Perth Hills remains at 71, but authorities say that could rise. The Woorooloo fire began on Monday and has burnt through almost 11,000 hectares of land in Perth's northeast. Some 27 crews are defending properties in the Shady Hills area, where an emergency warning remains in place. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Superintendent Peter Sutton says the situation eased overnight, but strong winds are causing concern today.
We ask everyone, all members of the public, to please remain vigilant. This is going to be a long duration incident. There's a lot of work to be done.
The federal government is offering one-off payments to affected property owners of $1,000 per adult and $400 per child through its disaster recovery program. Canada has become the first country to designate the Proud Boys as a terrorist group, saying the group played a big role in the deadly attack on the United States Capitol last month. The Proud Boys is a male extremist group known for violent clashes at political rallies. The designation means the group may have assets seized and face harsher terrorism-related criminal penalties. Australia's Macquarie Dictionary has announced fake news as the word of the decade. The runners-up are mansplain and first world problem. First place is awarded based on public votes cast on the Macquarie Dictionary website. Around 520 players and support staff are being tested after an Australian Open hotel quarantine worker tested positive for COVID-19. Today's warm-up matches for the Grand Slam at Melbourne Park have been cancelled in response. Tennis Australia says an update of the schedule for tomorrow will be announced later today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.